Part 3. You will hear 5 people talking about their jobs. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H how each speaker feels about his or her job. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at Part 3. Speaker 1.
I work in the exports department. As part of my job, I have to make conference calls with people who live in different countries around the world. Because of the time difference, I sometimes need to be in the office before 7 a.m, and often I don't go home until late in the evening. But it's a very interesting job, and I enjoy it. I have the opportunity of interacting with people from different cultures and to solve problems long distance. Occasionally, I also get to go to these places and meet the people in person. That's the best part.
Speaker 2.
I don't mind my job. I work in a factory making parts for toys. The work's not very demanding, and I can think about other things while I do it. I get some satisfaction from knowing that children will enjoy playing with the things we make. The only thing I don't like is that I work shifts. One week I start work at 6 in the morning, the next week I work in the afternoons, and the following week I do the night shift and start work at 10 p.m. It is difficult to get used to the different sleep times.
Speaker 3.
I really don't like my job. I'm a stockbroker, and I have to convince people to risk their money in the hopes of making more, sometimes a lot more. But very often it goes the wrong way and people lose their investment. The job is incredibly stressful, and I feel bad for my clients who don't do well. I thought of quitting, but the commissions are really good and I have a mortgage to pay. So I've decided that I will continue working until I've paid it off and saved enough money to start my own business. I hope it's soon.
Speaker 4.
I used to work full-time as a waitress, but last year I decided to go back to school and finish my psychology degree. The restaurant was very supportive and offered me a part-time position so that I could work and study at the same time. I have one more semester of university and then I will look for a job as a social worker to gain some experience. I'll be sad to leave the restaurant, as I have worked here for a long time and we've all become such close friends. I hope we'll continue our friendships once I'm doing something else.
Speaker 5.
I'm a chef, and I've got a catering business. I work from home and my hours are quite flexible during the week. This is wonderful because I can take care of my kids, pick them up from school, take them to piano lessons and things like that. Weekends are a different story, because I have to work most Saturdays and Sundays, but my wife works in an office and has weekends off, so she takes over then. It would be nice to have full family weekends together, but for the moment we manage well, and our children enjoy both of us at different times.
Now you will hear Part 3 again. Speaker 1.
I work in the exports department. As part of my job, I have to make conference calls with people who live in different countries around the world. Because of the time difference, I sometimes need to be in the office before 7 a.m, and often I don't go home until late in the evening. But it's a very interesting job, and I enjoy it. I have the opportunity of interacting with people from different cultures and to solve problems long distance. Occasionally, I also get to go to these places and meet the people in person. That's the best part.
Speaker 2.
I don't mind my job. I work in a factory making parts for toys. The work's not very demanding, and I can think about other things while I do it. I get some satisfaction from knowing that children will enjoy playing with the things we make. The only thing I don't like is that I work shifts. One week I start work at 6 in the morning, the next week I work in the afternoons, and the following week I do the night shift and start work at 10 p.m. It is difficult to get used to the different sleep times.
Speaker 3.
I really don't like my job. I'm a stockbroker, and I have to convince people to risk their money in the hopes of making more, sometimes a lot more. But very often it goes the wrong way and people lose their investment. The job is incredibly stressful, and I feel bad for my clients who don't do well. I thought of quitting, but the commissions are really good and I have a mortgage to pay. So I've decided that I will continue working until I've paid it off and saved enough money to start my own business. I hope it's soon.
Speaker 4.
I used to work full-time as a waitress, but last year I decided to go back to school and finish my psychology degree. The restaurant was very supportive and offered me a part-time position so that I could work and study at the same time. I have one more semester of university and then I will look for a job as a social worker to gain some experience. I'll be sad to leave the restaurant as I have worked here for a long time and we've all become such close friends. I hope we'll continue our friendships once I'm doing something else.
Speaker 5.
I'm a chef and I've got a catering business. I work from home and my hours are quite flexible during the week. This is wonderful because I can take care of my kids, pick them up from school, take them to piano lessons and things like that. Weekends are a different story because I have to work most Saturdays and Sundays, but my wife works in an office and has weekends off, so she takes over then. It would be nice to have full family weekends together, but for the moment we manage well and our children enjoy both of us at different times.
That is the end of part 3.